This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. A couple of years ago, I talked about Christmas in the first half of the 20th century. A lot happened during that time. Christmas lights came into their own. Thanksgiving's date was set to encourage Christmas shopping earlier. And most of the music we still listen to at Christmas was written, and much of it was recorded. And as much as things changed from the beginning of the 50s to the end of the 90s, I don't think Christmas did so much. Folks shopped like crazy, went crazy with parties and decorating, attended church, many to reconnect with a church they didn't attend the rest of the year. That wasn't as new as you might think either. Kids asked for the hot toy as they had been doing for most of the century, and folks were still worried about Christmas being commercialized, which also had been going on just about all century. Plus, most of the people listening right now spent most of their lives during this time, and some lived through all of it. This is my long way of saying that this will be more of a reminiscing episode than a real information episode. Now, Santa was already showing up at stores and malls before Thanksgiving all the way back in the 50s. I remember he would usually come the week before, sometimes 2 weeks before some years when I was a kid. The stores were decorated to the nines, sometimes I think more than we do today. Christmas hours were extended, although stores weren't open as long back in those days, so extending hours meant open till 9. There was no real 24-hour holiday shopping that I can remember or find info on until this century. Now, the 50s continued the explosion of holiday buying as people who still remembered wartime shortages took advantage of the growing wealth in the country. That grew through the 60s and into the 70s until the recession hit. The 80s saw a new resurgence in consumerism, which in some ways continues to this day in spite of our economic troubles. In the 80s, stores started opening earlier so you could shop before work as well as staying late for after-work shopping. If you think aluminum trees were a 60s phenomenon, maybe because of a Charlie Brown Christmas, no, they were around in the 50s, and they were different colors, or white with an electric color wheel that would constantly change the colors. So just like today, decorations ranged from homemade and traditional to modern and sometimes campy, all the way through the second half of the century. Christmas specials moved from radio to TV in the 50s. Nat King Cole was popular because of the Christmas song. Perry Como, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, a lot of the usual suspects that were on TV through the 70s and into the 80s and sometimes the 90s. A lot of these shows, though, were special episodes of regular series. There were kids' cartoons and shows for Christmas, but I don't remember many sticking, although I'm sure some were on through the 60s, probably on channels I didn't get. I only got CBS when I was a kid. The animated special really took off in 1962 with Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, still a great adaptation. Rudolph first aired in 1964, followed by Charlie Brown in 1965, The Grinch in 1966, Little Drummer Boy in 1968, and Frosty in 1969. Those were the big ones, not the only ones, but it's amazing they're all still showing every year today. I wonder, though, how many kids are still watching. Not as many, that's for sure. They have their own stuff. Christmas variety specials also took off in the 60s, with Andy Williams joining Perry Como, Bob Hope, and the others as perennials. Bing really entrenched himself in Christmas during this time, too. Some of the older stars who didn't do regular TV series were doing a lot of Christmas specials during that time. And of course, if they were popular, they often had a Christmas special during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Another TV phenomenon begun in the 60s is WPIX New York's Yule Log, with a stationary shot of a Yule log burning in the fireplace, which ran Christmas morning with Christmas music often provided by a local radio station. I use the past tense because it ran until 1990 when it was taken off until the 21st century. I may have to do an episode on the Yule log. The 70s had the Carpenters on TV, the Osmonds, and of course, the Star Wars Christmas special. It's funny, I looked for memorable specials from the 80s and 90s and couldn't find any, really. I mean, you know, the Care Bears had a special and the Smurfs had a special, but nothing really stuck. Bob Hope and Perry Como were making them, of course, but modern stuff? Can't really find much to really remember. Please comment on the show notes if you remember something. Oh, I gotta mention some of the Christmas commercials. I still miss the little Santa riding the Norelco Razor, although he still comes back even in the last few years. The Ronald McDonald commercials in the 80s, the Toys R Us commercials in the 70s, 80s, and 90s really made me want to go to Toys R Us. Christmas movies included Scrooge in 1951 with Alistair Sim, White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye in 1954, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians in 1964, which I loved to watch when we went to my Mama Vi and Popsy's house in New Jersey for Christmas, although it seemed kind of disturbing, Santa Claus conquering anything. Sometimes they showed it around Thanksgiving, too. Scrooge in 1970, that's the musical with Albert Finney. A Christmas Story in 1983, 1989's Christmas Vacation, Ernest Saves Christmas in 1988, Home Alone in 1990, Nightmare Before Christmas, a Halloween and a Christmas movie in 1993, The Santa Claus in 1994 with Tim Allen, and Jingle All the Way with Arnold in 1996. I probably skipped your favorite. There are a lot of Christmas movies, especially in the 80s and 90s. Remind us of those in the show notes, too. As far as what the kids were asking Santa for Christmas, kids in the 50s loved model trains. So did I later, and I still do. In the 60s, it was Spirograph, Battleship, and Trouble. The 70s were about movie tie-ins. I loved my Planet of the Apes figures and Lunchbox. Star Wars exploded the tie-in market in the late 70s. Also, novelty gifts like the Pet Rock and games like Connect Four. The 80s had the Rubik's Cube, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Care Bears, and the Smurfs. In the 90s, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles exploded, and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Beanie Babies, Tickle Me Elmo, and Pokemon. Christmas music really went pop, while often keeping the classic feel. Elvis recorded Blue Christmas in 1957. Bobby Helms recorded Jingle Bell Rock the same year. The Chipmunks hit with the Chipmunk Song in 1958. Do You Hear What I Hear? Was recorded in 1962 by the Harry Simeon Chorale and 1963 by Bing. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, written in 1963, was first made a hit by Andy Williams. Phil Spector's Wall of Sound artists had a lot of hits, like Darlene Love's Christmas, Baby Please Come Home in 1963. Christmas Just Ain't Christmas by the OJs was in 1969. John and Yoko with Happy Christmas, War's Over in 1971. Curtis Blow's Christmas Rappin' in 1979. Okay, so that didn't really have the classic sound. Still a classic now, though. Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You by Billy Squier in 1981. 1984's Do They Know It's Christmas and Last Christmas by Wham. And that's just scratching the surface. Lots of Christmas hits were written in the second half of the 20th century. I guess I should mention All I Want for Christmas Is You, maybe the biggest Christmas song in the 90s by Mariah Carey from 1994. Wow, if I don't stop now, I won't be able to play a song. I think we're going to have to go deeper into some of these topics in the future. Let me know what you would like me to focus on. These guys have been inspired by the music of the 20th century from Portland, Oregon. This is Pink Martini and We Three Kings in the Christmas Stocking. Played the Hollywood Bowl this year. I should have gone to see them. Maybe next year. That's Pink Martini. You'll find music information in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. Hey, you don't have much time. Tell the world what you really want for Christmas on the Christmas Stocking. Go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the Call Me button, and my voicemail will call you. It doesn't collect your phone number, by the way. Completely private. You can also email me from there with that, connect to the Twitter feed, our Facebook page, and see some incredibly cute videos and pictures from a New York Christmas past. We're really barreling toward the holiday, aren't we? My plan is to talk about a particular piece of Christmas food next time, a classic piece of Christmas food. Well, we'll see. I'm Lee Cameron. Talk to you soon in the Christmas Stocking.